Many blessings, and welcome to a very special episode of Your Wish Fulfilled. In this podcast, we really focus on how to feel we've attained everything and create a beautiful life that we love. And today's a special episode because I missed the session yesterday. I normally post twice a week, and I couldn't do it because I've been traveling, and I'm sitting here at the beach overlooking the waves. They're lapping on the shores and breaking over the rocks. It's a bit windy. And what I've noticed in today's session, we're talking about environment. Environment is way more powerful than we normally give it credit. Certain things are possible in certain environments that are not possible in other environments. Why did I not manage to record the podcast this week? Because I was traveling and the environment wasn't conducive. So I'm actually sitting here in the car looking right next to the ocean. It's about like 15 feet in front of me is breaking ocean on the rocks and the sand. Sitting in the car because there's nowhere for me to record, right? And you know, a manifestation journey, there are certain places and situations that lead to actions and thoughts that will create what we want, right? Remember, the manifestation journey is to first of all know what you want, then feel you've attained it, tune into the energy, come into alignment with that feeling, and then that leads to a transformation in your consciousness, which leads to changes in your life. And so we start with the vision, and then we gradually move into shifts in our physical life. And if your environment is cluttered or confusing or chaotic, and sometimes there's nothing you can do about that, like if you're forced into a situation that you didn't intend and you have to put up with it, then fair enough. But most of us have so much control over our environment. We have way more options than we realize, and it's absolutely critical to realign your environment with that which is going to support you in creating what you want. So just tune into this for a moment. What do you want? What is the ideal experience that you wish to create? And let's just take a moment to feel that as if you've already attained it right now. So you are in this wonderful space and you're feeling very relaxed. You feel you've attained everything. And just notice the difference in your feelings. And what do you see? What do you hear? What is different in this new reality? How has things improved and transformed? Just tuning into what you want brings up such good feelings, doesn't it? Just because then you can feel good now without actually anything else having changed. And then the next thing that happens is as you bring that feeling into your general life, then you sort of attract to you situations, people, and even thoughts and ideas that are going to either give you what you want directly or lead you in the right direction. Sometimes it's a one-step system, but normally it isn't one step, it's multiple steps. And so you're kind of moving towards something step by step. It's like going forward in the fog. You can't see everything in front of you clearly, but you can see a little bit ahead of you, and you just keep moving in that direction. And One of the key things that we can do is arrange our lifestyle in an environment to support us being in that higher state of consciousness and being able to do the things that we want to do. It sounds so simple, it is simple, but it's not really about having stuff that we actually want. It's about having a feeling and having an experience. And I will tell you, because I've been here in Kauai for a couple months now, right? I used to live here. It's a beautiful place in the world. Just seeing beautiful things, going up the canyon, swimming in this pristine beaches and all this stuff. It sounds great, right? It sounds great. But when you've done it and you've done it again and you've done it again, I still love it. Like swimming in the ocean is magical, and swimming with dolphins, swimming with, you know, just looking at the mountains. I still love it, right? I'm not complaining about it. I'm not saying it doesn't mean anything. But after a while, it's like, okay, done that. What really nourishes me, and this is not just me, this is most of us, what really nourishes our hearts is being of service, is being productive, is doing meaningful things that we enjoy. Because if I do something only for me, like if I go for a swim, right, and I'm saying, isn't this great, I'm enjoying swimming in the ocean, if it's just for me, then I get the benefit, which is fine, and then I can use the energy and the blessings of that experience to give back more, but it's not doing anything for anyone else. If you go for a swim with other people and you bring love and light to their life by being with them, then that's a kind of an added bonus. That's why it's nice to do things together. But some activities, you know, you do it and it also helps others as well. And this is the ideal experience in life, is that you do something that you feel personally uplifted from, and simultaneously other people are blessed. This is like a magic secret to life. If you are doing that, then you have attained everything. A situation where you're enjoying yourself from an intrinsic motivation, that by doing it you're enjoying it, and at the same time there is benefit to others. That is a very unique situation, because many times people are doing things that they don't enjoy, hoping that they get some sort of result from it, right? So there it's the extrinsic motivation, it's wanting to do something to get something later. I'll go to this job I hate because I'll get some money at the end of the month or end of the week. I'll put up with these people because I might get something from something, something. That's extrinsic motivation. We're only doing it because of some outcome later on. Intrinsic motivation is where we enjoy the process. Like, I actually enjoy sitting here talking to you about these things. This is intrinsically motivating. I like writing. I like being of service. So if I'm doing something that I like and you also like listening to this, then that's great, isn't it? Right? It's a win-win. And we want our life to be based on that. Dharma is where we're fulfilling our duty, and that is serving others at the same time. If everyone in the world was actually living their dharma, then we would be living in paradise. We'd be living on heaven on earth. But people are not living their dharma, most people, so that's why we end up with all these disturbed people who end up causing problems and getting upset and needing things to help them because they're upset. So there's such a, like, so many knock-on negative consequences of being out of alignment with ourselves. And on scale, so we have a scaled problem, not just a few people, billions of people living out of alignment, and now look what's happened. We're on the brink of all sorts of chaos and disasters and wars and everything else. So we can't change all of the details of everything else in the world, but we can say, I need to live in alignment. I can choose to live in alignment with my heart, with my soul, with my life. And I can create an environment where I'm able to do the things and think the thoughts that are supportive of my intrinsic motivation, which brings you into a shift in consciousness, a shift in your feeling state. And then you actually realize that you are living your manifestation dream in some form right now. Because surely it's better to feel that you've already attained everything and you're living at least part of your ideal life now, rather than say, oh, only when I have $57 million and I have the private jet and the four houses and these four cool different places and blah, 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 then I'll finally enjoy myself. Then I can read a book. Then I can do a podcast. Then I can, you know, because I work with so many clients and I hear this again and again and again. Once I get this and that and this and that and this and that and all these things, then finally I'll be able to do my podcast. I'm like, you've got to be joking. I mean, come on. I have to call people out. I call them out and say, look, you know, let's just get it started. Like, what are you doing? You know, and sometimes people need that little bit of tough love from the, you know, it's like motherly love. You know, I'm just like, look, let's just get on with it. You know, and of course there's perfect timing, but perfect timing isn't 20 years in the future. You could do these things like in the next month or even in the next week or the next couple months in some way. So how can you align and arrange your environment and your lifestyle so you can have some of what you want in some form now? Because it reduces all that restless energy. There's so much restlessness that comes up within us when we're not living in alignment with ourselves. And we're saying later, 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 later. And we're just basically putting off our joy. So I'm actually looking forward to leaving the island and going back to my house, which is super minimal and designed exactly the way I want it. I mean, I could get a place here, but I actually find the environment of Hawaii, as much as it's lovely for going to the beach, it's not conducive for high-level thinking and work. It's too humid, it's too relaxed, it's a tourist place, super slack, middle of nowhere. It doesn't have that charge that is good for, like, getting stuff done. So even though I could live here easily, right, and just wander around and go to the beach, this is not a good environment for me to live in. It's fine for me to come here part of the year, but not, definitely not be my base, because the environment is, everyone's so slack. Oh, later. Oh, it's kind of like, it's such a strange place. When you come to these places, they sound nice. They look nice on posters. It's fine to come here for a couple of weeks to sit on the beach and look at sightseeing beautiful things. But then after a while, you're like, I've got stuff to do. I can't function properly. So I'm stoked to get on a plane and get back to the game. I look forward to coming back, but it's not a good environment for me to be living in. I can't even do these. I can't record easily. Like, there's always some sort of challenge somewhere. And it doesn't matter where you are, and it doesn't matter how nice the house is, you're still surrounded by the atmosphere. So sometimes what we want is not what we think we want, you know. And my challenge to you, my invitation to you, if you like, is to think, what do you want and how can you align your environment so that you can experience some of that now in your life? Because then you're practically, on a practical level, in alignment with your vision. Not just theoretically, not just energetically, but actually you're doing the things that you love to do. And it brings so much joy when you allow yourself to express and just let that come through. So thank you so much for your wonderful presence. I hope the recording's okay. You might be able to hear the ocean and the roosters and various things, wind in the background. But it's all good. It's all good. So sending you so much love. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Wishing you a magical environment that brings you so much joy and peace in your life as it is now in some form. And feel the difference, feel the difference, feel the difference. Lots of love. Talk to you soon.